It just attaches to the end of the excavator, and it has a rotary drum, and it has 18 knives on the drum, and it spins at about 2,500 RPM, and pretty much anything it touches, from grass up to about 250mm diameter trees, just turns to chips. I've never seen these type of machines before. Not like after that, we had the Black Saturday bushfires, so you put two and two together and come up with, this would work.
So you're on a 12-acre patch where you are, a fairly small space, but, you know, surrounded by bushland. How have you used this contraption?
Oh, there's been a few pest trees, blackberries, heavy bracken, stumps, everything that you can't run a tractor and a slasher through.
And so why not a planned burn? Why didn't you go down that path?
This thing can do it any time of the day or any day of the week. Any time of the year, really, is you don't have to wait for favourable wind conditions or temperatures or anything like that. It's sort of on call. This took me an afternoon and a bit of diesel, and I did it on my own.
When you're clearing away shrubbery like this, you've got to be careful about what you are actually taking out of the landscape. So is it easy to kind of decipher what you will turn into mulch?
Absolutely. The larger, more established trees, they're not your problem. You have to leave the natives. But they don't really cause the problem with fire risk. You know, a spark or a cigarette butt or a lightning strike's not going to set a large tree on fire. It's all smaller, drier tinder. And with this machine, you can be selective. You can target pest trees and all the fire fuel. Basically, I just have a look on the local shire's website. They have a list of pest trees and indigenous trees, and you know that you're not allowed to take that one out, but you can take that one.
And how long does it take? Like, how much can you clear in, say, an hour or a full day?
I did a fence line. I have a friend who was a rural fencer, and I did a fence line for him, and that was 30-year-old growth that you could barely walk through. And that was 90 metres long by 6 metres wide, and that took around 2.5 hours.
You've looked into this quite a bit. Have you found out any way you could use the chips that you create? What do you do with that once you've finished with it?
It's generally left on the ground to rot down and do what nature does. On the fence line that I cleared, the friend that I did it for, he scraped it up with a bobcat and pushed it up into a big heap. He's just going to let that rot down and use that for mulch, put that on his gardens.
So how do you feel about this once you've heard about the Commonwealth government trialling exactly what you're doing on such a small scale? Do you think it's feasible on a national level?
I do. I can see no reason why not. That's about time. Why isn't anyone doing this?